And welcome back. This is Luca Maino talking to you again from Luca's World. How's everybody doing on this Saturday morning? Or I keep wanting to say afternoon, or maybe the next day for some people, hopefully. It's an honor to be in the captain's chair for the show. And I cannot help but, again, say something about Stephen Douglas Whitener's show that just blew by. About, first of all, Lauren from Ohio that had said, just like the Hopis, do not look out of yourself for a leader. That was in 2000. That was part of the Hopi message called Let Go of the Shore. Because now they're explaining, this isn't 2000. I mean, they were explaining at the time that times are getting very difficult right now, and there are going to be people that are terrified of letting go of the shore. To me, that means material possessions and everything but you and yourself and your entity. But anyway, people are going to be really afraid of letting go of the shore, and what they're encouraging is to dive in to the raging waters. Keep your head above water. Help other people around you to keep their heads above water, and trust that the river has its own destination. That's a quote. So it feels good to hear people say that, you know, when they call and they say, you know, hey, you know, you're the leader. Take charge of yourself. By now, we kind of know what the enemy is up to. So let me just throw my disclaimer out first, because I always love to do that, and it's really important. And it's my promise to be able to share everything with you that is the closest to the truth possible for me, that's good for you to hear, and it's necessary. It's very important to me to be in that kind of position. And I also want to mention what that caller had said about people have taken over RBN, and I kind of went, okay, I'm not going to say what the people are that he said, but I thought that was kind of interesting, because he mentioned John Stadmiller, and in almost every show, I'm going to be talking about John Stadmiller. I'm going to be giving honor to him by spreading the news that I'm receiving, that I'm uncovering, that I'm exposing about, you know, who did wrong and who the genocidalists are and what really happened. So today is no exception. But I'd like to start with a prayer. I really do. I'd like to start with a prayer, because we're gonna go down a little bit in the rabbit hole, and then we're gonna come back up, and you're gonna feel it, because at the end we're gonna do another prayer that's gonna close everything off if we have the time, hopefully. Because that's something else too. I can plan these shows all I want, right? But there's something that comes in at the end that takes over, because I trust. And, you know, I trust in Creator, trust in God, whatever you want to call him or her. Trust in an entity bigger than me that has control of things that I do not. And sure enough, it's like, Luca, you know, are you going to start with that? Or are you going to keep that for later? Or I'm not even worried about it anymore. It's like you have cold hands. You're nervous before the show. And all of a sudden it's like, you know, hey, relax. Don't worry about it. Things will be okay, and you're not doing it for you, you're doing it for everybody listening. So again, thanks to everybody listening, and I'm going to give the numbers out to call in, 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. So here's a little prayer. It's a thought for you to start the show. In your daily struggles, in your daily hardships, always remember, in two of my favorite movies, The Last Samurai and Avatar, the leaders of the tribe in each case, those who everyone looks up to in times of trouble and turmoil, they too are looking totally confused as leaders, because they do not understand the meaning of today's messages. They don't. They're as confused as we are. So next time you're frazzled, don't feel bad. Apparently, the best among us have the same issues or worse. So that's my prayer for you to open the show. And again, I'm going to keep saying how important it is to go to tlbtalk.com, and how happy I am to be there because of all the information that I have helping me find out what my own truth is about my people, my ancestors, the German people. And again, Wisco J Dub does it again. He's one of the people that I'm really connected with. And there's a handful of them, and we stay together and we talk to each other. We kind of nurse each other. Well, Luca, you know, you might you got that, but there's just a little more truth to that. And, you know, we're tuning each other as we go along, as we could, because on other platforms, none of this stuff would last, especially this next story. A family of a 20-year-old nursing student who died suddenly last week is blaming COVID-19 vaccination mandates for the loss of the loved one. And I'm going to say her name, and I'd like everybody just to pray for her and for so many other people that are the victims of this. Regan Lewis of Grinnell, Kansas, died September 27th, one day after her mother said she received a COVID shot that was required for her medical training. So her mother had put out a Facebook plea for prayers earlier that day. This is a quote, "I can't say for sure that there's a link between the two, but our beautiful 20-year-old healthy daughter, Reagan Lewis, had a COVID shot yesterday so she could participate in her clinicals. Today she went into cardiac arrest and has been flown to Kearney. Please pray for her. She's on a ventilator and fighting for her life." Reagan died later that same day. So then you can imagine the grief, okay? Put that aside. Lewis's Facebook post was edited to replace the words COVID shot with a more cryptic term, jab. Facebook had also added a message at the bottom of her post linking, quote, "visit the COVID-19 Information Center for Vaccine Resources," unquote. So she writes, "I believe that, you know, in my heart, God sacrificed Reagan and so many other healthy young people because of what is going on in this crazy, out-of-control world over the last couple of years," she writes. "It's sad that the only way to open eyes is to completely shaken, you know, and be horrified. I cannot believe that I lost my wonderful daughter for no reason. I cannot comprehend what God's plan is for her, but she is in his hands, and I pray something awesome comes of it." And then she says, I never expected Reagan's story to blow up the way it has. We have no idea. I have no idea how this happened. The sad part of this brutal negative comments aimed at me from people I don't even know. So I don't know if you can imagine, and this is what made me share the story today, because if you can just imagine for a second the pain and the loss and being badgered on top of all of that by people you don't even know, because apparently there's stuff going on, slandering her for saying it's not, you know, the COVID vaccine. You can imagine what the slandering would be like. So I wanted to say a prayer for her today, or, you know, this is the prayer that we just did for her today, and to say her name out loud and for everybody to feel it for a second or two. So we go to Florida. Florida completed repairs on the Pine Island Bridge on Thursday, 3 days after the construction begins after the wake of Hurricane Ian. Pine Island was one of two major barrier islands cut off from the mainland. So it's repaired in 3 days. I think that's a sign of, you know, people that care. I'm not going to say different of what I think of Mr. DeSantis, but, you know, being one of them and being in power and being head of the state, you know, it's like you can't go up that high without being a part of the theater and the agenda. But it just goes to show you what you can do when you care or when you want to do something. 3 days it took them. Meanwhile, in my state, a high school in Ankeny, Iowa, I'm going to say it like the Indians say it, Ankeny, they held an after-school drag performance for the students. In response, A mother in the district named Kimberly Reeks, showed up to the school board meeting dressed in the same outfit that the drag performer wore in front of the students. Is it appropriate that an exotic dancer, for an exotic dancer to seduce the children in our public schools? She said during the meeting. I'm embarrassed to stand here in this outfit, you know, that I'm standing here today in. She said, but I have a point to prove. And I want to know, does this outfit make you turn your head? You know, is this outfit appropriate for anybody here to see? Because if your head, it does turn and it pisses you off in any way, shape or form, then it should. Because this guy walking into our school wearing exactly the same thing, you know, she said it's like, you know, it's unbelievably ridiculous. And, it, you know, how transparent is this? She keeps going. And she says, how are you? How are we going to entrust you, the board members, to do what is right for us parents and to make sure that our kids know what is right and what is wrong? See? So people are waking up, and it's really fun to see. I have a slideshow that I'd like to share with you. These are, I guess for a title, I can say that just to make people think. And what I'd like people to do, you know, before you call is to, while you're listening to the show, think of the word care. Think of caring. Think of caring for one another. And that's going to be the essence of the show, and you'll see why. What is respect? Okay, first of all, this is something that I always wanted to share, and I never could fit it in, but today I'm going to. You know, and this is for me, too. This is like a note to self type thing, because I have to learn this. I'm really having a hard time with this. Brian Rose speaks to David Icke on an, you know, on the introduction of their show, London Real. And he says, you know, sometimes I totally disagree with you, vehemently oppose your views and what you say, but I will always fight to the death, if need be, to protect your right to say what you believe. And I'm paraphrasing. So not only do you accept what the other person says or have to accept what the other person says, you just give them love. You know, you go to bat for him. I thought that was extraordinary. I have a lot to learn in that case, because that's not exactly where I'm at right now. I still get very angry, not when people post what I believe or if they don't post what I believe, but it's just, you know, at a time like this, we need the most truth possible. And then you can stop and say, well, you know, nobody knows what truth is because you weren't there when it happened. So it's a never-ending fight that they know, you know, the elites know that they're setting us up for this, and this is exactly what we shouldn't be doing. So I have a lot to learn on that one. Respect my existence or expect my resistance is another really good one. Respect my existence or expect my resistance. Something to make you think. And there's George Carlin saying, imagine being forced into a religion that you can't opt out of. That's what government is. Just to make people laugh a little bit. I got a really good one from Pakistan today. My uncle in Pakistan asked me what woke means. And when I told him what it meant, this is what his response was. Quote, these people in the West are spoiled and they have never had real problems. So they're just creating problems because they're so bored, unquote. You know, and it kind of echoes what callers have been saying when they call into my show. You know, people aren't listening. You know, you can't wake them up. You know, maybe our job isn't to wake them up. Maybe our job is to just say what our truth, what we feel is our truth is, and whoever it touches, let you know, so be it. And if it doesn't, fine. This is one of the reasons why I'm so steadfast on honoring John Stadmiller, because of what I heard that he was talking about before and what I'm just now starting to listen to. How many times can we blame incompetence for Biden's failures before we finally realize the destruction of America was their plan all along? That was a good meme that I came across the other day. You know what I answered? I answered right back with another meme. What if I told you, says Morpheus, Biden only provides cover by being a screw-up so that the destruction of the country looks like an act of incompetence. In reality, it's all intentional and done under the direction of the globalists in the WEF. So I'll leave that one there. And RJ from TLBTalk.com has a question for us. Why did the feds just buy $290 million of medicine used to treat nuclear emergencies? And we have a link to that. If you want links to stories that I'm telling on the air, if you want to comment but you don't have time to call or you can't call, all this will be in my article tomorrow morning on the LibertyBeacon.com. And that's something else that's so cool, because I have an article that I write for the show going over stuff. So all you have to do is go to LibertyBeacon.com tomorrow, probably around 11 or noon or so, and it'll be there. The article will be there, so you know we can talk. You're going to have my email there, and we can comment back and forth. So another one. Australia bill opens the door to forced vaccinations and detention. They're also attempting to do the same thing in New York and all of the other states via their draconian public health acts, right? Of course, right. Exclusive. Doctors call for investigation into FSMB attacks on physicians with ties to Big Pharma. Two doctors interviewed by The Defender, that's the where the link comes from, called for an investigation into the Federation of State Medical Boards and their funding with ties to Big Pharma, perhaps? Right. And while I was on that subject, I wanted to share the story of Raggedy Ann and Andy. I'm not sure if a lot of people don't know about that. And yes, my goodness, you know, the fact checkers said, no, that's wrong. No, that's wrong. That's not true. Well, I'm going to say it because I feel like it is. Patented September 7th, 1915 by Johnny Gorel, his 13-year-old daughter, Marcella, was vaccinated without his consent at school for smallpox, and she subsequently died as a result. He created the dolls to stand as symbols for the dead children from vaccines. The dolls represent very real vaccine deaths and injury, I'd like to say, and danger. And that comes to us from a real organic truth on the internet. And that just makes sense. That's another piece of the puzzle for me. Whether it's true or not, you decide. It resonates with me, and this is what I do in Luca's world. I share things that resonate with me. I'm not saying I know what the truth is. I'm saying it resonates with me. What do you think? And that's why it's so cool to have callers. So, again, I didn't know that Ian Watson had said this, but I finally found his name, so I had to share the meme again, because this is how I felt about the vaccinations from beginning, which they're not. You can't call them vaccinations anyway. They're not. They're experimental mRNA gene therapy is what they are. If you have to be persuaded, reminded, pressured, lied to, incentivized, coerced, bullied, socially shamed, guilt-tripped, threatened, punished, and criminalized, if all of this is considered necessary to gain your compliance, then you can be absolutely certain that what they're being promoted is not in your best interest. Time for a break. Good timing. Thank you, producer. We'll be right back after this.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
And this is my favorite part of the show, where I can sit there and talk over candlelight music. And my producer lets the show go on just a little bit longer so I can keep talking. Thank you so much to our producer and to our listeners. We have somebody on the phone, but before I get to him, I have a really good bumper sticker, too, that I just made myself. I could have gone to LibertyStickers.com, which I'm going to, but I have a bumper sticker that says, please do not get vaccinated. Very quickly, people trained to obey authority do not know how to be independent, sovereign, or responsible human beings, because all of their life they intentionally and specifically were trained not to follow their own consciousness and to use their own judgment. So the indoctrinated, when they escape one institutionalized control setting, which is school, they hallucinate into another authority to take its place, which is called government. So the escape monkeys simply make a new cage and eagerly jump into it because that's all they know and that's all they've ever known. And guess what? I just had this meme that I had to throw at you that I made. Never forget what God said about obedience to authority. How convenient, I thought. How clever. Listen to this one, straight out of Romans 13. Everyone must submit himself to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except what which God has established. The authorities that exist have been established by God. I'm like, what a marvelous tool for the oppressor. Good grief. We have John from Tennessee on the line. Welcome to Lucas World. How are you doing?
I am doing well, but understand this as well. That is in the Bible, but it also says that when man's law causes you to violate God's law, you have an obligation to disobey man.
Yes.
It's better to obey God rather than man, so we need to be fair. Luca, I enjoy every Saturday listening. I learn a lot. What you said about mRNA vaccines and all of this, I have been saying for at least 32 years. More than that now. I guess 1983 to 22 is 39 years. Because I came across a book that changed my life. I'd like to give two titles and then comment on them. One was called Grand Illusions. The subtitle was The Legacy of Planned Parenthood. It talked about the whole eugenics movement in the 1920s. Mm. The other is a book by Harry Brunius. I think it was written in 07 or 08 called Better for All the World, in which Oliver Wendell Holmes said it's better for all the world because two generations of imbeciles was enough, basically justifying forced sterilization. So what this amounts to, you're correct, vaccines, and I believe the AMA in particular, from the beginning of the Rockefeller medicine,
yes,
has been designed to not only destroy humanity, but to change the DNA and corrupt what God had made. Whatever you call God, we know there's a creator. We know he made everything perfect. And you go right back into history. Where, you know, I was brought up, I'm 65, so I'm a child of the 50s. Mm-hmm. I can remember in grade school getting the polio vaccine. Some of us got a sugar cube. Some of us got a poke in the arm. And many of the people that I know got cancer. This guy, Jonas Salk, that we're told was like, you know, Schweitzer, was not really anything like Schweitzer. He was basically involved in destroying God's creation.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, they used millions and millions of millions of grade school children to further their research.
Yeah.
You know, it all goes back. Go ahead,
absolutely.
I'm sorry.
No, I wasn't interrupting you, but now that you stopped talking, it's really important to say that because that's going to be one of my shows coming up. Rockefeller medicine and also why hemp was rendered illegal. I have 17 points on that one. So I hear you, and I'm really horrified also because my father, as a doctor, had to do with Rockefeller medicine, and this is what I'm going to be studying. But I really appreciate your thoughts.
Well, one more comment. My father, back in 90, probably 95, my dad had been on nutraceuticals, natural medicine, hadn't had any kind of pharmacology in his body in over 30 years, and developed a little bit of a heart issue. He wound up at the University of Michigan. And I'm in Tennessee, so I got to call. You better get up here. Dad's not going to make it.
Oh.
So long story short, I go to the room, and he's curled up in a fetal position with the doctor saying he's not going to come out of the hospital. So this truck driver in Tennessee says, what do you have him on? What kind of drugs have you had him on? And they had him on Haldol. I said, get him off the Haldol and watch what happens. They took him off the Haldol. The next day, he was up walking around. But if I hadn't shown up,
yep,
Dad wouldn't have made it until 2004 when he did pass away at the age of 80 and a half, due also to medical negligence, you know, after breaking a hip, having the contraption, the thing that they hang you in, fall on him in the middle of the night, and he bled internally because no one checked on him.
Okay,
this is what it's about.
I'm sorry, we have to go to the break, but stay on the phone and we'll be right back and we'll keep this conversation going right after the break. You're listening to Lucas World.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Easeoff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
Hello, I'm Dr. Leonard Horowitz. I was right 30 years ago in warning the world about threatening lab virus outbreaks, AIDS, and Ebola. I was right 20 years ago when FBI Director Robert Mueller made me a suspect in the anthrax mailings because I warned the Bureau before the CIA's biocrime and Cipro sales psyops happened. I was right about COVID-19 being an AIDS-laced mutagen planned to resurge this fall to excuse officials' profitable depopulation globalization agendas. And I was right about the only safeguards being antioxidants and holy spiritual sustenance. Vitamin C, D, zinc, chlorophyll, oxygen, and oxysilver especially transmits the frequency resonance to neutralize the expanded function bioweapon. Oxysilver is a double superconductor of the healing power of love. It is the first nutraceutical invented to amplify prayer power and the faithful, loving intention of your heart. Buy, try, and stockpile OxySilver through HealthyWorldStore.com.
And this is exactly what we're doing. We're tearing down the walls. I hope John from Tennessee is still on the phone. And if he is, good. Okay, well, let me say this loud and clear. I started with a prayer, and I mentioned that beautiful woman, 20 years old, that passed away. I'd like to honor you, John from Tennessee, with the same prayer and dedicate my show to you because of your strength and because you were able to go and save your own father out of pure common sense. So it's a miracle is what it is, and you were there because you could have been. And this is what Creator wants us to do. And this is the next this is the next half of my show. It's about care, about caring for each other. We don't take action to care for one another anymore because it's not economically viable. I'm sorry. I won't rant, sir. I'll just let you say what else you'd like to say.
Let me finish up. I'll finish up pretty quick, okay? First of all, to anyone that's listening, if you're over 50 years old, you're on a list, okay? You're getting ready to draw your Social Security, which is already broke. You're on a list. They have engineered through the genetic modification of food and the environment illnesses. You're on the list. And when it comes down to it, they'll keep you alive as long as you've got money in the bank or you have good insurance so they can get everything that you have. You're on the list. What we need to understand is that they have taught our children, disrespect your parents, don't care for the people that you're supposed to care for, even if they're not your relatives. We should have enough care and concern for others that we want to see them thrive and not die, regardless. You know, therefore, the grace of God go I. When you see someone on the side of the road and you know they don't have a place to live, don't be so quick to judge them and say, well, it's their own fault. We all seen what happened during this manufactured crisis with people being put out of their homes. So So you don't know what put them on the street. You don't know why they're pushing the basket. They're just trying to live. They're on the list. So what we here, I'll end with this, okay? Practicing medicine. Doc, how long have you been practicing medicine? Well, I've had my practice 50 years. Well, you're practicing, and it's a craft. It's an art. It's drug-related. They're not allowed to cure. The doctor in Ann Arbor many years ago said, I don't know what you're doing, but keep doing it. They're not allowed. They can mask. They can treat. They can prescribe. You want to get kicked out of a doctor's office and not pay a bill? Let them prescribe something and then ask them, well, what is their diagnosis? And when he says, well, I don't know, but try this. It might help. Just say this to them. I thought it was illegal to prescribe without first diagnosing. And they will show you the door because that's malpractice. You won't get a bill, and you'll know what's wrong with you if they care to tell you. They're not there to cure. They're there to cover symptoms and treat you. It's a poor business model for a doctor to heal because you won't be back. How are they going to pay for their boat and their second house? And I'll end it there, but hey, Margaret Sanger?
Yeah.
Hillary Clinton, she was her mentor. And the very people that Margaret Sanger wanted to kill, mostly black, poor blacks, that the best thing they could do to show they love their child is allow it not to be born. Hillary Clinton, Sanger was her mentor, and Clinton is supported by the black community. It doesn't make sense. This world is upside down.
John, I've got an even better one for you before you go. There's Obama saying, now we are at one of these rare moments where we can actually transform our politics in a fundamental way, and it's going to take people as resolute as Margaret Sanger. And then underneath it says, we do not want the word to go out that we want to exterminate the Negro population.
It's sad, but that's where we're at.
Yeah, the truth is out there. Thank you so much for calling, John. You're always welcome
on
the show.
Thank you.
And bless your heart. We're talking about caring, and we have to go full speed on this one because I want to make sure I have enough time to say everything and to hear the clip. Also, we got a clip for you today to listen to. With all this crap that we're talking about, with everything that John just laid out for us, and with everything that everybody's been talking about on this network, is it not understandable that people just kind of lose the ability or just lose the wanting to care in general? Even sadder than that, they don't care about knowing what it is that they don't care about because it's not under immediate radar, because the government taught them about money and fame and glory and power. People keep telling me, Luca, you're wasting your time. They keep telling me you can't make a difference. And you know what I love saying to those people now? Each one of us is a difference waiting to happen. And that's how I see it, okay? There are so many things that I can see clearly. Like, it's like I've been compartmentalizing so long that, you know, oh, this fits in this box, this goes over here. Why have they said they don't care? Well, look at the government. I can tell you now the government's never cared for us, ever. They never have. Just like John was saying, they don't care for us. They want to make money. Everything polar opposite from what us, let's put us in the matriarchal box, okay? The people in the patriarchal box think exactly the opposite. They want to kill nature. We want to save it. They want to destroy the economy. We need an economy to live. Everything that makes sense to us and that we care about, I believe it's Freemasonry in general that's going against God, as this stenographer Diane Reedy said when she stood up and ranted in Congress. I'm sure everybody remembers that. Freemasonry goes against God. You cannot serve two masters, she's yelling, as Capitol Police are taking her out of the building, right? So it makes you think even more, and I've been digging on this and digging, and don't I come across a wonderful 10-minute clip, and I've cut it into two pieces, so we're gonna hear the first half. And I just want to set this up because people really don't care. And in order to make change happen, you have to care. So it's not, you can't change minds. This is what Luca has to learn. You just have to be yourself and completely respect everybody else's way of doing things, way of thinking, way of acting. You just have to kind of put it aside, and you know, we don't have the right to get upset and to judge and to be angry with one another. So what do you do? Okay, well, first you have to feel it in your heart strong enough, and then you have to research what you can do and, you know, about that particular subject enough to be able to act on it. And then when you're acting on it, that care and that love that you had, that's what the fuel is for you. Same as me. And I'll just make a really quick parenthesis. And you want to talk about motivation? Wow. Okay. I was in the bed in the hospital. I needed to get out. I was going to get out. I did. I was sitting in the Lazy Boy for 587 days. That's a little bit shy of a year and a half because I could not lie flat. I said to myself, I'm going to lie flat. I'm going to heal. I'm going to walk again. 3 days ago, I just finished my 3.7-mile walk for the first time. Okay? You want to stay inactive? That's the exact way that evil is going to remain and get more powerful. And this is what this person by the name of Mark Passio speaks about in this first segment. It's so important to understand, because what we're not fighting against, we're enabling. If we're not fighting it, then we're just assuring that it will not go away. He talks about the sacred feminine, believe it or not. Mark Passio was in the highest levels of Freemasonry. Okay, he was there. He was an occultist. Now he's a de-occultist, as you're going to hear him say. He wants to talk about order followers. He wants to talk about organized religion. And it's a fascinating subject for me. So my gift to us today is the first half, where he talks about the lost principle. And he says it so well. He talks about caring for one another. And if our great producer is there with the clip, we're going to listen to it now, and I'll be quiet.
I'm a de-occultist. I'm attempting to take this information out of hiding. It's been hidden. The hiding of it is destroying the fabric of our society and putting us into bondage. It needs to come out and be non-hidden. Needs to be unveiled and shared widely and freely with anybody who's capable of accepting it and comprehending it now. Because we're not in a position where we could wait longer. We're at the precipice, okay? There is a moral obligation to bring this information to the public now. Because this place is a garden full of weeds, of poisoned ideologies and completely erroneous belief systems that have no bearing on truth whatsoever and cannot get us what we say we want. Until that those thoughts are changed, don't expect the results you want. Here's what that principle is. It's what I call the lost principle. And it's the thing that has to be present in order for any change to manifest itself. And it is not what most people think of it as. Even when I tell you what this is, I guarantee you there will be an inaccurate connotative meaning for what people think this means. Okay? Here's what the eighth principle is. It is known as the generative principle, or the principle which governs creation, which actually is the causal factor that goes into effect and generates the result that we say that we want. But what's the real term for it? Who can guess what the actual term, what the generative principle of creation actually is? No, it is not action. Okay, now most people will say it's love. I want to distinguish it from the concept of love, okay? The generative principle is care. Now, this is different than compassion. People say, why don't you use the word compassion? Because that's not what I'm talking about. It is a different concept than compassion, or even what I would describe as love. Care, all uppercase care. Distinguish this from care with a lowercase c, okay? This means, what are you giving attention and helping to grow? What are you focusing upon? Because what focus you're focusing upon, that's what's ultimately getting generated, getting created, and growing. And this doesn't mean be ignorant of what's going on in the world and don't look at anything that's negative because you're going to feed that and give power to it. That's not what it means. Okay? That means, you know what you're feeding? In that instance, if you want to do that, you're feeding ignorance. And that's what's going to grow. It's the exact opposite that the New Agers want you to believe that it is. By ignoring the negative, you are ensuring that more of it occurs. You are fueling it by ignorance, ensuring that it grows and takes over. Okay? What care has to be looked at here as is, this is what you're giving your energy to. This is what you're focused upon. This is what you actually care enough about to do, to spend your time on, to put your attention on, to manifest in the world. That's what I'm talking about as care. Okay? That's what generates our experience in the aggregate. Most people don't care about what's really happening. Therefore, it is an impossibility for us in the aggregate to change the direction of energy, to change the direction of consciousness, and ultimately to get what we say we want. That's how the real law of attraction works. All right?
Yeah, it's a mouthful. And a lot of people get irritated by him because of his, he's sounding like he's lecturing. But when you go through that, you really listen to him. It's a desperate call. He's so wrapped up into, you know, he always starts his lectures by saying, you know, I'd love to be doing something else with my time. There's a whole bunch of other stuff that I'd love to be doing, but he says he feels an absolute moral responsibility to get the stuff out because he was there. He was among the occultists. He knows. And by the way, speaking of occultists, I found something else that was interesting, and I'm not going to say it's true. I'm going to ask, what do you think? Graystate. David Crowley was making a movie called Graystate, was he not? Right. Well, in the trailer, if you go look at the trailer, the executioner, they're calling him, he happens to wear a Masonic apron. And then you kind of think, oh, Most wars be started by Freemasonry? Yes, you know. So it's like, was he trying to tell us something? It's hard to believe that a movie producer was just murdered in cold blood. Him, his daughter, the wife, and no, not the dog. No, that was Phil Marshall. That was the other family. Phil Marshall was tied up with 9/11 because he was one of the airline pilots for the CIA. See, so it gets very, very intricate. It gets very tricky. But I had to throw that in because that's something I've just learned recently, and you know I want to put it out there. So it's important that we compartmentalize. And I really got to get to know myself well recently because I'm really listening to what resonates with me and what I don't like and why don't I like it, you know, because that they actually, the best teachers will say that what really pisses you off the most probably has the most to teach you. Paul from California just popped in. Hello, Paul. You're on Luca's World. How are you doing?
Hey, Luca, how are you doing? We had a good conversation a while back and I thought I would just call in again. I always like John's calls. I think he's a very interesting, intelligent man, and he talks about a lot of things that are important.
Yeah, he should have a radio show of his own. Why don't we tell him that if he's listening? Hey, John from Tennessee, get over here on RBN.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I one time told him, you may not remember this man, but he was a caller one time on a show I was on, and his voice reminds me of a guy by the name of Burl Ives. Burl Ives was an American, I guess an actor, if you will. And anyway, I saw the story that you first talked about with the young girl from Kansas, I believe. And yeah, that's extremely tragic. You know, she looked to be quite intelligent and attractive, and obviously she was...
Oh, and healthy?
Germanic. Pardon me?
And healthy, if I might add?
Right, and it's sad that, you know, we're all living under this Jew construct. That's what it is. You know, one of the reasons I wanted to call, too, is when you talked about these mRNA vaccines and so forth. And I just wish everybody would stop saying such things, you know, because for at least 15 years or more, I've been saying one and only one thing about all of these shots is they're Jew poison. You know, I used to talk about poison, but then I just decided, well, you know, why hold back and just use the proper word in front of poison? Because that's what it is, and that's who it is. We all know who the poisoners are. And historically, that's what their reputation is. Among many negative reputations, that is their reputation, is they're poisoners, and in particular, well poisoners.
Well, so, you know what? You know, let me just say this on the tail end of what you just said. I'd rather not point the finger to a specific ethnicity. But what I'd like to say is, it's my job to point to bioweapons. That's what I call them. Oh, Zika. Oh, HIV/AIDS. You know, these are the people that. And then you ask the people to go look for yourself. Who are the people that are doing it? You know, think for yourself. So this is exactly what I'm here for.
Well, see, the problem I would have with that, Luke, is why would you not like to say what it is that is truthful? I mean, the research on this cannot be denied. You know, the people that are behind this currently. Now, there may in the past there may have been some people behind this idea or this concept of inoculation that were non-Jewish. But, you know, the numbers are fairly small, and the people certainly that grabbed onto it both as a revenue raising and as a way of poisoning, you know, a mass medical practice where you get everybody. I mean, essentially, think about that idea in terms of monopoly, to get everybody to take something that you have to sell and that you control the ingredients, and then you get to tell people it's good for them, and then you get the government to indemnify you against, you know, injuries and death.
How about this, Paul? How about this one? What Hitler said in his testimonial, he called them international Zionism, and I think that's a perfect explanation of what it is.
It's stupid. Zionism is a concept. Jews actually exist. They're biology, just like you and I, just like white people are biology. We exist. We're a race, just like black people. Here's the problem that I have with people that talk about. You know, how bad Margaret Sanger was for what she said or thought, or how bad, you know, eugenics was. Eugenics was a good idea. It's about the betterment of the race, okay? There was, in my opinion, there's nothing evil or malevolent in the idea of bettering your race. Now, how you might go about that, that's another story. But when you look at what's being promoted here to this day, it's the opposite. We are basically subsidizing imbeciles like the Idiocracy. Seen the movie Idiocracy? That is the reality. It's a documentary. That's exactly what's taking place, and we're being forced to pay for it. Meanwhile, everything is being done against our race. Okay, you know this is true. I don't have to sell you on this idea.
Yeah.
And it's being done by these people who are ruling us. All right, the bottom line is this: people don't have a real racial understanding, and that needs to be had for us to have an honest discussion. Black people are not white people with black skin, okay? That's the ridiculous position. If you were to ask them to articulate it and they were even able to, that's the notion so many people have in their heads,
right?
That blacks are simply white people with black skin. It's absurd.
Do you know what I was told? I was told that the color of your skin simply has to do with the geographical location of where you come from, of where your birth or your family.
That's not actually even true either. You know, this whole thing, it's so frustrating to engage in these sorts of discussions with the average person. And I'm not saying you're an average person here, but there are well-known anatomical, physiological differences in every single aspect. And it's not anything that's even debatable. It's just kept hidden from us. They lie to us constantly. And it's nothing that can be fixed by education or money. You cannot fix biology with education or money. Okay, this is a problem that we have. I mean, it's not an accident. that they're involved in so much criminal behavior.
Absolutely. It's purposely done. It's deliberately engineered.
Right. It's the same in every culture that you see them in large numbers.
I'm really proud to say that, you know, I'm never going to say that I know it all. I'm always going to say that it's going to be the callers that help the show become what it is to be. And thanks to you, I have written down Idiocracy, so I'm going to be checking that out. And from the other callers, I have Grand Illusions and Better for All the World. You know, every single time I do a radio show, I get better and better because people are joining in. So this is what this show is going to be about.
Luca, you are going to enjoy. It's a single word title, Idiocracy, the movie. I can't believe you haven't seen it. When you watch it, you'll know what I'm saying. It's a comedy, of course, but it's profound.
But I do have to wrap the show up, though. I'm really sorry to cut you short, but I really thank you for calling, and I hope to hear from you next week. Thank you for calling. I appreciate it. The last minutes that I have a prayer for everyone, for those who didn't call, for those who wanted to call, for those who are stuck in traffic, for those who are in the hospital. No matter where you are, if you're listening right now, this is for you. It's called Our Wish for You. Enough happiness to keep you sweet. Enough trials to keep you strong. Enough sorrow to keep you human. Enough hope to keep you happy. Enough failure to keep you humble. Enough success to keep you eager. Enough friends to keep you comfort. Enough wealth to meet your needs. Enough enthusiasm to look forward. And here comes my favorite one. Enough faith to banish depression. And enough determination to make each day better than yesterday. How cool is that? Well, we've come to the end of a show. And again, I'm going to say what an honor it is to be a part of RBN and to be able to speak my truths. And they are only mine, yes. But this is someone who really wants to learn and who wants to buckle down and listen instead of hearing. So have a good week, everyone. And I'm going to miss you all. But thanks for the callers. And hopefully the other people that wanted to call will be able to call next week. Thank you so much. This is Luca's World, and we'll see you next week.
My name is John. I'm the founder of Blackout Coffee, and I started Blackout because I really love coffee. I've always loved coffee, and after traveling so much to Europe, South America, and trying so many different coffees that were so good, and every time I came back to the U.S., I was so disappointed with the coffee, so I figured that I had to do something about it. The biggest difference is on the beans and the roasting process, how we roast it, and how fresh it is. The fresher the roast, the better the quality. Here I have all of the coffee. It's roasted within 1 to 2 days prior to being shipped. So it literally gets to consumers' house within 3 to 5 days after being roasted. If you like coffee, you have to try ours. It's fresh roasted. It's one of the best beans that we can get, and you will definitely see the difference.
Visit blackoutcoffee.com and use the coupon code REPUB10. That's REPUB10.
You're listening to Real Talk Radio. Only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.